Erika Iloff, soprano from South Africa.
And James Bailey, pianist from South Africa.
And you two, I've grabbed you straight off the stage. How was it?
Tiring, to say the least. Yeah, it's exciting. It's really nice to be here. It's your 15 minutes of really just enjoying yourself. But at the same time, it's hard work.
And a lot of stress.
Yeah.
So, James, how can you focus for 15 minutes? It's almost harder than a full-scale recital.
Yeah, I think because you sort of the mindset is that you want to go and do your best and sort of prove yourself in your best possible light. And I think that's what stresses me out. Whereas if it was a full recital, you could just kind of relax a bit and enjoy it.
And this is your big moment, obviously. But for the audience, they've seen several contestants this morning. How did they react?
They looked a bit tired. I mean, there are people that enjoy it, and you try as you sing, you kind of try and find the people who looks, you know, really engaged. And like, most people did look, you know, as though they enjoyed it. But there's, I mean, with something like this, there's always the kind of, oh, here's another one. What you gonna do? Oh, that's nice. You know, next kind of feeling. So it's a little bit like being processed, you know, through machine, in a sense.
An interesting metaphor that we don't normally come across at the Wigmore Hall, but there you go. But listen, you ended with a song from your homeland. How did they react to that?
I didn't really look at them at that stage because I was just focusing to not burst out in tears. So I don't know how, you know, people would have reacted. Maybe if we go to the front of house in the interval, people will... Because that's always the thing, the other thing that I find with competitions. People sit there and they listen to everybody and they're like, oh, okay, that's the end of the program, end of another program. And then when you go to the interval, they will come to you and they will say, oh, I really enjoyed that song or, you know, that either. So it's, you know, it's hard for the audience, I think, as well. I think it's probably, you know, I don't envy the adjudicators.
No.
It's not a nice job.
Well, listen, you've done your bit. Go and mingle with your public.
We'll go and find the groupies. Thanks.